and welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Also, as well as having the Guardian Radio app or going to the Guardian Radio website where you can live stream the show, we do upload every show at the end of its airing onto our own website. Our own website is www.nagb.org.bs. And if you go there and you go to the Learn menu and scroll down to Blank Canvas, you can actually hear all of the archive shows. You can see photographs of who's been on the show, and you can listen to the show again and share it with your friends. I have Dwight Laydan Ferguson in the studio with me tonight, a really extraordinary artist that I didn't know about, I'm ashamed to say, and I discovered thanks to Dungalik, which is exactly why places like Dungalik exist. A lot of people say, oh, how can I get to the National Art Gallery? You know, you got to do some other shows at some other galleries first. So the National Art Gallery tends to be there for, like, when you've, again, worked your practice through and you've got to a certain point. And that's precisely why galleries like Dungalik exist and other spaces like Hillside House and the Diagola Art Foundation. And I really encourage everyone to go to those places as well, because, you know, this show, we talk a lot about the NAGB, but these other galleries are serving a really important purpose in our community, and they're working with a lot of different artists who are finding their voices, right? And Dwight is one of them. And this show is entitled Hope and Grace. And there's it's got a story to it. So you were, because not only do you work with copper and metals and you have these wonderful sculptures, you also are a photographer. You also do sort of these interesting installations. There was an installation with the chairs that I thought was really amazing.
Yes.
And a lot of that came out of a story of one of your neighbors, I believe, or one of your parishioners. So would you want to share that with the audience?
The sunflowers for us.
The sunflowers,
The sunflowers, about 7 months ago, maybe longer. Four, 7 months. I think I started taking these photographs in October of last year. There was a patch of sunflowers right behind my house in a vacant lot. And for about 7 months, every day or every other day, I took photographs of the sunflowers in their various states.
How lucky you are that your vacant lot is full of sunflowers. Yeah, my vacant lot is full of old cars.
And so I got the sunflowers when it was raining. I got sunflowers in the morning and the evening and the night when the dew was falling. I got sunflowers just budding. I got sunflowers when they were dying. I got sunflowers in every conceivable
state.
State, right. And that was the genesis for the show. Mm-hmm. Because at that time I was doing the show Living on the Hallelujah Side, Tribute to Joseph Spence.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking these photographs, and that started the genesis for the show. What kind of added in addition to that was in December of 2017, on the 26th of December, a close friend, parishioner, a young man who I was getting and beginning to really touch, and he was touching my life, you know, and it was a good exchange. He was shot, and he was killed. And that's...
Which is unfortunately not as uncommon as we'd like it to be.
Yes, yes. And that started, that kind of capped, and that was the crust on the show, because at that time I was thinking of the hope element of the sunflowers, and then that element of hope and grace came in, because now I had to have this voice that speaks in the midst of all the callous and the cold and the crude. Something had to speak life and healing and help and
which is, again, why art is so important to us. And it's so important for people to be engaged somehow with some form of creative practice. And it doesn't have to be visual art. It could be music or dance. Or, because these things are salvation as well.
They help to heal the soul.
Absolutely.
They help to heal the soul. And so that is what started. And that kind of capped the whole essence of the show. And so when you come to the show, you'd see some wire sculptures that have they are abstract in a way but I think they're figurative also, because you get to see a flower or sunflower
like a flower.
And I'm paying tribute to Alex Ramming. He was 25 years old when he died, and I wanted to pay tribute to him. I wanted to celebrate his life. He's had some challenges. He's been through some rough patches in his life, but he was still human.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing that I'm always struck by, is that I had a friend who was shot as well, who's Dion McHardy. He was known as Slime in the area where he lived. Mm-hmm. He was a airbrush artist. Uh-huh. And because he was a young man who, you know, looked a certain way and lived in a certain place, it seemed like the death was less upsetting to the nation, yeah, as when other people are,
yes,
you know,
yes,
whether they're politicians, yeah, or whether they're former police, or, you know, yeah, there's this outcry and you're like, yeah, well, what about these other people? Yeah. Maybe they, you know, and Slime didn't go down the wrong path. But I'm saying, yeah, maybe they did, maybe they didn't, yeah, but all those lives are still, yeah, of value.
Absolutely.
Right? And so I think it's very beautiful that, yeah, that again, you have this tribute to him.
Yeah.
And the photographs,
yeah,
are also stunning. I was so sure,
yeah,
they were somehow manipulated because they look black and white with color paint. They, yeah, look like they've been,
yeah,
painted.
They're natural photographs. On two of them, the color is isolated. That's a feature on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not Photoshopped. They, mm-hmm, and I tell people, I'm not a photographer. I'm an artistic photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking through the lens as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see, there are four photographs up, and you get to see the journey of the sunflower,
mm-hmm,
from birth to life with pressure,
mm-hmm,
mortgage, children,
mm-hmm,
school fees.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm,
then you get to see the sunflower in its grace and glory, but it's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to see the four stages of the sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of connects to us as people as well. And,
yes,
so, but I thought the whole collection was rather
no,
stunning.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, again, the whole show was, yeah, and so you're self-taught in everything?
In everything. I'm inspired. My inspiration, and the person that I look to as a source of inspiration, people say, who inspires you? Which artist is your inspiration? Well, I'm not inspired by a person that does visual art.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inspired by somebody who's a musical artist. His name is Joseph Spence.
I know that you did, yeah, a show dedicated,
yeah,
to him.
He is, yeah, my inspiration.
Yeah.
It comes from the gut.
Yeah.
It comes from a deep place.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from dreams. It,
mm-hmm,
comes from,
like, many, I mean, we call you intuitive artists, right?
Absolutely.
There's a word for it, and these,
yes,
are artists, you know, we have many in, yeah, our community because we're such a spiritual,
yeah,
people as well,
yeah.
So we actually have a show on at the National Art Gallery right now on the ground floor, and from the permanent collection, and the title is Hard Mouth,
yeah,
and it's actually about our dialect, not just our oral dialect,
yeah,
but our visual dialect.
Absolutely.
Right? And I think, you know, this very strong tradition of untrained in terms of the academy,
yeah,
Artists working, you think of Wellington Bridgewater, Joe Monks, Amos Ferguson,
yes,
Nedica Simonet.
Yes.
There's so many people that,
yes,
express, and very often it is connected to a higher power. It's connected,
yes,
to spirituality.
Yes.
It's connected to, again, like you said, seeing things and hearing things that are sort of beyond what the rest of us hear and see.
Absolutely. And so I attribute it ultimately to the awesome power of God and how,
yeah,
he just fuses me with thoughts and ideas. And,
mm-hmm,
so whether it's working with copper or working with aluminum,
mm-hmm,
or working with photography,
mm-hmm,
and also too, I think I need to mention a lot of my work too, especially my abstract work, it's done on a green product. It's done on a product called Homosod,
mm-hmm,
and it's actually compressed newspaper.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And
okay.
So,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's actually a nice element, too, is that,
yeah,
it sounds like a lot of your work is using found materials,
absolutely,
trying to find a way to repurpose things, that we don't just throw things away.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I speak to my kids a lot about the idea of respecting things. And,
absolutely,
so, you know, when their clothes are on the floor, I'm,
yeah,
like, listen, I worked hard to buy you that.
Yes.
Someone worked hard to make that.
Yes.
Someone designed that. Respect it.
Yes.
Respect it by hanging it up or,
absolutely,
putting it in the water, whatever.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even when things are thrown away, they still have a value to someone.
Absolutely.
And they can still be used. So this idea, I think, is a really important idea to look again at things we discard,
mm-hmm,
and think about how can we put value back into that. And actually, there's a metaphor for human beings as well, right? We tend to write people off. We're like,
and
okay.
That's the whole essence of it.
Mm-hmm.
And because even the installation that I do, I trust, you know, persons come to see it. It's called the Seat of Hope.
Right.
But trailing behind this one chair that is really, you know, well polished and, you know, fully upholstered,
mm-hmm,
is a tale of dismantled, disfigured, dirty chairs that were picked up from the side of the street.
And I heard a visitor brought one and added it to
absolutely
the...
right. You know, somebody came to the opening and he asked me, called me the other day, and he sent me a photo. He says, "Do you want this chair?" I said, "Of course, it needs hope and grace."
Yes.
And so I came and I added it to the collection.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same principle, but it's beyond the chair.
Yeah.
It's about people. And sometimes it's about us. Sometimes we throw ourselves away.
Yes, yes,
because
absolutely.
We don't see the value.
We don't see, absolutely. Yeah. So again, in a way, like all the work is so different. So you have these abstract copper sculptures, you have these sort of wire sculptures, which are also sort of abstract, but also figurative. You have the photographs, you have this installation with the chairs, and it all looks like, okay, how does all this tie together? But it all completely ties together.
Hope and grace.
Hope and grace.
Yeah. And it speaks about anticipation, expectation, getting up. It speaks about positivity.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks about, and the grace to walk in that, you know, this grace that allows you now to have an appreciation as opposed to always having a spirit of negativity, but having the spirit of being kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, that's just a beautiful sentiment. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We just rewrote our mission statement for the National Art Gallery, and we also wrote our core values and our goals, and a lot of our core values tied into selfless service and kindness and all those things, because those are so important, right? Just so important. And it's something that I think as a society we just, you know, we need more of. So again, I was very, very inspired by the show. I really, really hope that people will go to see that show in the next couple of days.
I
hope they will, because if they don't, they are missing out. I can tell you, seriously missing out. I was so impressed, and it's just, again, a message of hope that we need to think about in these times, because we're also very prone to just kind of writing things off and saying like, oh, it's all over, the country's going down,
absolutely,
you know, whatever. And I think, again, things like this make me very excited and positive. I hope, are you doing any of these in your church? Are the kids with art or talking to your parishioners about art?
Actually, I'm getting ready to do a program with Thelma Gibson, and that's the primary school. And I'm starting an art program there, starting in October. So once a week I meet with the kids there. And also, in addition to that, too, I think I can mention quickly, Queen's College continuing education program that they have, starting November 1st through December 6th. I'm teaching a course.
Oh, great.
Art and wellness.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. So please share more with us. We'd love to have you back. We'd love on the show. We'd love to help promote that from the National Art Gallery.
Absolutely.
We'd love to see any of your parishioners or kids if you'd like to come by. So again, I think these things are really an important part of creating a better society.
Absolutely.
And I'm so pleased to have met you. And really was just loved your show. And I can't say it more strongly. I encourage all the listeners to try to make that time in the next 2 days to go to Dungalik Studios. There's two more days of this really extraordinary show on of Dwight Leydan Ferguson. The show is entitled Hope and Grace. And it is running on Thursday and Friday, the last 2 days, all day at Dungalik. And Mr. Ferguson will be there. So you can go and meet him. He can walk you through the show.
In person.
In person.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, it's just been a wonderful experience sitting in the room with you. So I know I'm uplifted. I hope that our listeners have been uplifted. I want to thank you so much for coming into the studio.
It was my pleasure.
Really, pleasure's
hope,
all
hope
mine.
Hope and grace.
Yes, hope and grace. And we are going to go to a quick break, and then we are going to have another guest on for the last 20 minutes of the show. But we do ask you to stay tuned to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.